Welcome to this week's podcast. My name is Dylan Gallagher, and I'm the host of this podcast. I've been an entrepreneur since the late 90s, and I put together this podcast every week as a real-life entrepreneur sharing thoughts and headlines that maybe can help other entrepreneurs do more. And to me, do more means saving for the future, investing in new opportunities, or giving back to the community around you. So hopefully as you tune in this week, you'll be challenged to consider maybe some ideas in your own business that either are working or are not working. But at the end of the day, it will be time well spent. And today, I want to talk about a few things that are near and dear to me. And they center around the idea of focus. I've had the opportunity over the last week to visit with two pretty good friends of mine that run businesses. One of them runs a sort of a consumer retail business, and the other one runs more of an enterprise type of business. But it was interesting to even consider my business in light of talking with these two guys. And I'm reminded of that statement that doing 10 things at 10% does not equal 100%. I know certainly for myself, I've been guilty more times than not. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs can relate to this, that you just start doing everything. I mean, as an entrepreneur, one day you're the accountant, the next day you're human resources, and the same day you could be the sales manager and customer support while signing checks and making sure that payables don't get behind. So the job naturally as an entrepreneur is varied, and there's lots of different things that come off of it. But what I struggle the most, certainly even mentally, when I'm feeling most defeated or when I'm feeling like I just don't have the energy to keep going, it usually is because I'm trying to do 10 things at 100% each and being frustrated because I'm not seeing the progress that I want and falling victim to, 10 things at 10% does not equal 100. And so even, as I reflect on where we're at with our business right now, I've owned our brokerage business since 2001. Over the last year and a half, we've been working really hard to push the edges of making our business better. And by better, meaning how do we cannibalize our existing business and instead replace it with a new business that's stronger, that is a better experience for our customers, and ultimately puts us out ahead in a very competitive marketplace. And in doing that, some days you're chasing a social media opportunity that, maybe an Instagram account, or how do we use Twitter? And then the next week you're pursuing some partnerships with people you think that can help you, only to realize that they really can't. And focus can become a real problem. As an entrepreneur, I can fall victim oftentimes to kind of believing my own hype. And then in my moments when things aren't really coming together, it's usually because I'm not focused. And because I'm not focused, I'm focusing on productivity. And that productivity doesn't always mean that we're hitting goals and we're actually getting somewhere. In fact, I've had to come up with some rules for myself that guide my activities every week. And I find myself sharing them with anyone that'll listen, quite frankly. And so what guides me every week is, in essence, how is our business going to serve one more client or customer today? And this was brought on by my wife several years ago, actually. She started asking me the question on a weekly basis, sometimes a daily basis, and she just sort of said, but how do you get one more sale today? And I would have answers like, well, I can't get the sale till I got the marketing material, and I can't put the marketing material until I figure out our sales pitch, and I kind of can't figure out our sales pitch until I define maybe a little bit more about our products, or I have to update our website, or maybe put some marketing material together. And then after she would hear me say that, she would just say, okay, so how do you get one more sale today? And it frustrated me for a long time, but I can share with you that having to fight through that really now has been a great guidepost for me. Because at the end of the day, as an entrepreneur, as the leader, as the vision caster, as the person that is supposed to know where we're going, it doesn't do me any good not to figure out how we're serving a customer every day. The reason for that is a simple one. If you're not serving a customer every day, then you don't have a business. Your marketing material, your sales presentation, your accounting systems, your financial pro formas, none of those things will mean anything if you don't have a new customer. And so working backwards a little bit, you say to yourself, okay, well, and this is kind of the conversation I had with one of my friends this week, and I just said to him, I said, okay, how far away are you from getting your next revenue opportunity? And he hummed and he hawed and he thought about it a little bit. He said, you know, we're probably 90 days away. And I said, what? 90 days away from your next customer? I said, so how are you going to get your business from here to there in the next 90 days? Because they're a new business. They're not an existing business. He says, well, you know, I'm spending lots of my time right now raising equity and trying to find money so that we can continue to fund our operations. And I just looked at him and I said, well, if I was you, I would be starting to really take a look at what I'm spending my time on every day and understanding what am I doing to serve one more customer today. Now, that might be an existing customer. That might be someone who's already in the sales funnel, or it might be someone who can get into the sales funnel. And in this particular case, my friend is sitting with kind of a 90-day window where he's not waiting, wouldn't be fair, but he's really kind of waiting for some of these key partnerships he's been working on to come together. But in the meantime, he's kind of got this space. So he's choosing to fill that space with some product development. He's working closely with his IT team to perfect their application and the screens and the usability. And all that stuff, of course, is important. Don't get me wrong. I understand. Trust me. I understand that there's lots of moving parts in a business. But if an entrepreneur isn't waking up every day to understand how they're going to serve one more client, then I think that nothing else falls into place. And then it becomes frustrating. And when you're not focused, that's tough. When you're not focused on getting the next customer, that makes things even tougher. And so if you're an entrepreneur today and you're saying, oh, Dylan, I mean, I've got 1,000 things I got to do. I mean, I'm doing the job of 10 people. I would say, hey, you're preaching to the choir. I get it. I understand that. But chances are most of those things don't matter if you didn't put another customer in the pipeline today, or you didn't follow up with a customer that's almost ready to give you some money for your product or your service. And that might be a bit of a pill to swallow. I can already hear the noise of, well, but I got to do this and I got to do that and I can't do this until I do that. And you know what? You can continue to fool yourself into actually believing that that's true. Or you can commit to yourself that, okay, notwithstanding that all of those things are true, in the current moment and in the current state that we're at, how do we get another customer today, right now? And in the case of my friend, we sort of laid out a bit of a plan for him. And over the next 90 days, I guess time will tell whether or not he chooses to get up every day and really tackle that goal. But even for myself, I'm, you know, we're at a point right now where we're hiring some salespeople to go to the marketplace for us because we've defined a particular segment of the market that really seems to be some low-hanging fruit, and we think we can. We're really just limited by the availability of people to get to the market as quickly as they can. We've identified that there are 199 opportunities in the marketplace, and whether it takes 10 days or 10 weeks to get there, we don't need it to take longer than necessary. We know exactly where we need to go. We know exactly what we need to say. And at the end of the day, if we're wrong, you know what, then we're wrong. But the point is that's what we're getting up every day to do. So as I was, because I'm in a current state in our business right now where we are deadly focused on serving another customer and trying to get somebody else into the pipeline today, it's interesting that when your head's in a certain space, now everything you hear tends to get formed around that space. And because we're in the customer development, lead, cold calling, door knocking, value add pitching state, I listen to a business owner who tells me that they're the 90 days away from their next customer, and I can't help but have an opinion about that. So I don't know, maybe that means something to you, maybe it doesn't. Maybe you know, you'll continue to give yourself a whole line of excuses about why the foundation needs to be set before you can build on top of it. I know in for myself, just to put some validity into this opinion, I am one of those guys. I'm more left-brained than right-brained, and so I like boxes and arrows and structure and systems, and I can get pretty ornery if those things aren't in place. But I spent quite a few years getting stuck there. I truly believed in my head that everything had to be perfect before we could do anything, not realizing that you can step into opportunities. There's a theory out there right now called being a lean startup, which is this principle around you keep working hard and fail fast and learn quickly so that your product gets to a point where at least it connects with the marketplace, and then you grow it and scale it. So I understand that, and that works good for a startup company. It doesn't really work so well for a company that has a history of doing business in a certain market in a certain way. But the principle, of course, would be the same, where you want to be able to not get stuck in the weeds. Your product isn't going to be perfect. Your marketing material is never going to say exactly what it needs to say. And that's just a fact of life. So at some point, you just have to go, okay, well, if this is what I have to work with, then how do I turn it into something? And in our current business right now, the technology platform that we're trying to give some scale to right now, I probably have pages and pages and pages on my computer of functionality improvements, experiential improvements, things we can be adding, value, et cetera, et cetera. And I could be blowing my brains out on programmers and trying to figure it out, but we raced really fast just to get something that worked, and it doesn't always work perfect. We still have technical problems from time to time, but it's good enough that we can begin now to improve upon it. So as we, with every deal that goes through our platform, with every new bank that we meet, with every new client that we interact with, we tweak and we tweak and we tweak, but it doesn't become our focus. Right now, it's really just, it's done off the corner of our desks to make sure that we can deliver on the experience that the clients are expecting. But technology for sure is one of those things where, you know, development and feature creep is never over. I mean, you're always trying to chase the next thing. And I also know from history that preparing your sales plan and your marketing plan can be a bit of a place to get stuck in the weeds. I know in years past, I've been pretty blessed to work with some pretty neat people. One of which did our marketing for us, and she was great. I mean, she, you know, I would say, here's what we need. She would go ahead and do it and draft it and make it look nice and so on and so forth. But, you know, we would just spend weeks and weeks and weeks trying to get a sales process and then an org chart and then a flow chart and then, a telephone script and an email template and it just, you know, by the time you're done that exercise, you're not even interested in doing sales anymore, because you've just been drained and zapped of all your energy that it took just to get something ready. And you know what we discovered? For all the effort that we spent trying to get something right, the minute we went out to the market to try and talk to people about it, we discovered we didn't say things the way we should have said them, our scripts were not correct, our value proposition was misaligned with the marketplace. And so all of a sudden you go, well, what the heck did we just waste all that time doing then? So back to my point, which I started with, which was, just because you're doing 10 things doesn't mean you're going to get 100% result, because the chances are you're doing 10 of those things at 10% each. So really, the result that you're getting is 10%. It's not 100. So maybe as an entrepreneur, you have to evaluate that right now, and you'll know what it means to you. You'll know where you're getting bogged down. You'll know where you need to get your head out of the forest and take a look around. But for me, I decided a while ago that our focus really would be, firstly, how do we serve one more client or customer today? And if we can do that, then everything else sorts itself out. But if we don't start with that, then nothing else really matters. And all we do is burn money and time on things that are, at the end of the day, they're immaterial and they're not going to amount to much. The other little piece that I just wanted to add on to this, which I know entrepreneurs can be guilty of, is chasing those shiny new things. Whether it's chasing a new piece of software that you think is going to make your business better, whether it's chasing the latest social media trend, maybe it's chasing some new partnerships. It's important to do those things. I think that's part of the privilege and benefit of being an entrepreneur, is that you get to see what's happening in the marketplace in real time and try to adjust to it. But when those things start to consume you, or they start to take up too much of your time, then they can become a problem, and it kind of leads into, you know, what I just talked about previously, which is this 10 times 10 does not equal 100 concept. And chasing shiny new things, which entrepreneurs can be very guilty of, myself included, in fact, because I am a software guy. I find technology very intriguing. That if you're not going to stay focused, shiny new things can be your downfall. And so then you say to yourself, well, how do I know if I'm chasing shiny new things? And at the end of the day, I think the way that you answer that is you say, well, where are we supposed to be as an organization right now? As a company, where are we supposed to be? Are we supposed to be in product development mode? Are we supposed to be in business development mode? Is our business far enough now down the road with customers and so far that we are in the how do we leverage our existing customers and revenue base mode? But kind of what stage is your business at right now? And then out of that stage, you have to determine what's the singular goal that we need to be focused on every day. I heard a story once about, I've heard it many times, that at Facebook, when they had kind of gotten past the point of proof of concept, that the website was working and people were registering and college students were loving it, et cetera, that they really had to figure out a growth hack, or they had to figure out how they were going to hit a point of trajectory with their business and really grow exponentially. And so they put this mantra on one of their whiteboards, I think, in one of their offices, that basically said, you know, how do we help one new person who signs up? How do we help them get 10 friends in 7 days? Now, if you're not a Facebook fan, it doesn't matter. If you don't think Facebook is a big deal and you don't even get Facebook, maybe you're not even on Facebook, none of that matters. What matters is the ability for Facebook to have articulated a very, very measurable, difficult goal. When someone new comes into our business, Facebook, how do we get them to a certain point in a certain amount of days? Because if we could do that, then we know we can start to predict how fast we can grow out our user base. So in a business, it's the same type of idea. You have to be able to articulate a single goal for the phase that you're at that helps you get to the next phase. In Facebook's case, they needed to get to a place where their user base was now growing exponentially, because if their user base wasn't going to grow exponentially, then they couldn't continue to achieve the business goals that they were after. And if you're not in a business like Facebook, and maybe you sell a product or a service, the concept is no different. I mean, how can we do X to get Y? Because if we do Y, that gets our business to the next level. So hopefully you find that encouraging. I know that was something I was thinking about all week so far because of these two friends of mine that run businesses, and one of them is hyper-focused on these singular goals, and the other one seems to have totally lost his way with it and has gotten distracted. And maybe next week I'll expand a little bit about on, you know, the idea of is your business a use case business, or is it a market business? And that might sound a little bit funny to some of you, but tune in next week. Maybe I'm going to write that down. I think that should be our topic. Because use case businesses, just to be fairly straightforward about it, is you look at your business to fill a use case. You know, we have a product that does this so that it addresses this need in the market. And you simply say to yourself, we're a market player. We are one of many different providers in the marketplace, but we're the best provider, or we have the best product, or what have you. So that's one kind of business. But the other kind of business is what I call a market business, where you are saying to yourself, no, we're building a marketplace. It's two-sided. We have people on one side of the market, people on the other side of the market, and ultimately we want to form the market. We want to become the largest market player, or the most dominant market player. And by market, I don't necessarily mean like global. I'm talking in the niche that you might be in, to be the market player, not just the use case business where you're one of the competitors. And this sort of leads into something called Blue Ocean Strategy, which maybe I'll talk about a little bit next week as well. So anyway, I hope you tune in. I hope this week was a little bit helpful. It gave you some things to think about. I'm on Twitter, @DylanGallagher. I'm on Facebook. Follow me. You can find my LinkedIn profile on my blog, dylangallagher.wordpress.com. And would love to connect with you, hear about you. Send me your questions. Send me some of the issues you're having. Maybe I've dealt with them before. Maybe I can give you something to think about that you've not thought about, or if we end up connecting, maybe I can share with you some of the things I'm trying to work on as well. Maybe you've been there, done that, and have some advice. So until next time, Keep working hard, and we'll see you, we'll hear you or see you or connect with you on the next episode.